My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, someone recently said to me that my arms are getting flabby, and they suggested a physical exercise that I could do to keep more fit. So anyone here with flabby arms, listen up. They were saying that I should get a 5-pound potato bag for each hand and hold them with my arms extended for 1 minute each day. And then after a week, I was to try it with a 10-pound bag. And then a 20-pound bag if I could find it. And finally, a 50-pound burlap bag, each for 1 week. And then for the next month, the same routine. But now place a small potato in each of the bags. Now I was thinking, how can I connect this exercise with my homily today? And then I said to myself, this is a good physical exercise. Now give the people a spiritual exercise. Well, here goes. And I know I've said this before. Today's gospel passage contains the most important question in all of the scriptures. Who is Jesus? What does this mean? People are saved and damned. Civilizations rise and fall. History ebbs and flows according to the answer given to that question. It is a lifetime spiritual exercise. Jesus is deadly serious. The question, who am I, is the most serious question persons can ask. It springs from the innermost core of their beings. The discovery of self is a crucial soul-searching quest, so painful that at times we have to hide the terrible truth in riddles to keep from scaring ourselves to death. Everybody needs to be somebody, but you are nobody until somebody else calls you by your right name, until somebody knows who you really are deep down. You become yourself only when somebody else speaks a name and you recognize it as your own. Finding out who we are is the most important task in life. And that is why we go through life saying words and making signs and going through the motions. We are trying to say who we are, hoping that someone will recognize who is beneath all the words and deeds. And there is one final tragedy in life. We never get it all said. We will die without being able to express everything that we are. So in today's gospel, we hear Jesus asking, who do the people, the strangers, say that I am? The disciples answered, some say you are the Baptist, or others Elijah, and still others say you are one of the prophets. But this is important. So Jesus puts the question directly to his friends. But who do you say that I am? And Peter answers directly, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now this incident teaches us that the most crucial question in life is, who do you say that Jesus is? This means that our first task in life is not to be successful, or wise, or happy, or even holy. The first task of the Christian is simply to discover Christ. Human beings are such that we come to recognize other people in the process of discovering ourselves. And that is why we go through life asking the same question in one form or the other. Who am I? We ask that question of every person we meet, of every situation we encounter, of every good and evil we perpetrate. If we keep on asking, if we do not get up or settle for an easy answer, we will finally run into Jesus, who is still wandering around asking, "Who do you say that I am?" And then we will recognize each other for who we really are and see Jesus in each other and welcome the unwanted, suffering person who is being left out. In that recognition, we will discover the secret of ourselves and the mystery of God, who is love. We will come to the realization that Jesus is our brother, that God is our Father and calls us by our first name, and who gives us purpose. The exercise of that purpose is to love God as God loves each one of us. God bless you.